Welcome to this week's inspiration for co-creating heaven on earth. I'm Sandy Rakowitz and with Linda Tellington-Jones. And this week's inspiration is about calling in the guardian angels of the animals.
And I want to bring this subject in because for years, we, of course, with T-Touch, have been going into shelters to work with the animals, to work with the volunteers and the staff at many, many shelters. And some of our people have a very hard time in the beginning going in because they have such a feeling for the animals that they know they can't help them all. And the thing that's really helped many people is this concept, this knowing that we can call in when we go to a shelter or when we see an animal that is in need and we can't do anything about it. Instead of feeling pity, which does not help, when we can feel compassion and send love and call in their guardian angel. And we've done this in so many shelters around the world. And often when we go in and we work with our classes and our group, with a group, many of those animals get adopted, many more than when we're not there, which is really interesting. So I had been in Australia for 3 weeks when I wrote this poem. And I'd come home and I'd had all these wonderful, wonderful messages from fairies. And I'm sitting in Santa Fe at Casa Las Barrancas, and it's a snowy day, and I just come from Australia. And so I pick up my pen and my journal, and I just start writing, guardian angels, okay? And I wrote, fairies care for nature. Yes. But how about animals, must I guess? Or need I only ask, are animals also a fairy task? The answer comes back loud and clear. The angels care for animals dear. The animal spirits gather round. Their loving protection does abound. And this helps me so much to remember this whenever I go into a shelter. Now, I've been doing it for so many years, it's just natural. But this idea that the animal spirits, the angels, gather round, their loving protection does abound. Each species has an angel guide, close to protect them at their side. If you open your heart, you'll see them there. Soften your eyes, you cannot stare. Their loving presence fills the air. As you reach out and caress or T-touch an animal friend, you also will be touched by the presence of angelic gentleness and filled with the spirit of light, closely protected in the night. The feathered softness of etheric wings brings sweet melody when an angel sings. So open your ears to celebrate songs. You may even hear chanting and sacred gongs. As you still your breath, feel the angels there. When you sit with your horse or your dog or your hare, your bunny, always remember the angels are there. And Sandy and I were talking about this before, and Sandy, I want you to bring in this concept because it's so important toward co-creating heaven on earth.
Yeah, you know, to remember that everyone has, each person has a guardian angel also, and that when you see people or hear on the news about someone, you can ask for somebody's guardian angel to be present with them and known to them. It's just another level of something that you can do. It's always looking at what is it that I can do? And as Linda said at the beginning, instead of feeling pity or whatever in the, you know, like, especially if you're watching the news or seeing something on Facebook or hearing something from someone, we tend to keep picturing the negative of that situation. And this is a way for us to shift into that glass half full and to remember that we each have guardian angels, and we each can have that connection, and to just ask for that. You know, it's up to each person what everybody receives. And but that's a way for us to reach out in a very compassionate way. And it feels good too.
So this week, what is it we should do? What should we do? I would like to suggest that you journal. And first of all, if you already know that you have guardian angels, set up a situation. Imagine a situation where you're going into a place where possibly animals need help, and that you just like surround yourself with this connection with your angelic presences and send them ahead. And imagine that you can do this. Pick some situation where you hadn't done that, and actually you can go back and co-create this. And when we do this, we can actually go back, imagine another time, and change the picture. This is part of an NLP process. It's really, really easy to do. And just know that you can do that. And what would have happened in those situations if you'd simply shown up with the, you know, some of your angels with you? Sandy, I know you have something to add to this, so I can feel it.
Well, with each of these, you, the way that you speak is always so visual, and so you it's like you paint a picture with your words, and so I often see that as like a drawing doodle in my head. And just to do that, it's so powerful to do this on a daily basis with whatever, you know, when you get into your car or wherever you're going, and to ask for that to angelic presence to join you and be present with you. So
beautiful. And add the heart hug.
And your heart hugs, yeah.
Put in, because when we think of something, that we go back and we think of something that it disturbed us, how can we shift that thinking within ourselves, that memory in ourselves? And know that we can bring ourselves to a place of heart coherence and peace by just taking one hand over the other and very gently imagining the face of our clock, starting at the center of the hand, that is, under the hand is 6 o'clock, and come around the face of the clock 1 time and a quarter. And try the other direction. It could be different for you today. And then just feel gratitude for the fact that you can be there in this situation, and you can help to erase that uncomfortable or that painful memory. And know that if you imagine under my hand, 6 o'clock, and I'm doing 6, 9, 12, 3, 6, 9. Now I'm going to add something different. Nice deep breath, smile of gratitude, and take the tissue back to 6. So it's coming 1 time and a quarter, pause, and back to 6. And that back to 6, I've discovered over many years, can erase negative energies, that negative thoughts, negative feelings, negative emotions. I can also erase negative experiences. That 1 circle and a quarter, a pause, deep breath and a quarter circle, gently, very gently, back to where you started at 6 o'clock. And we have so many reports of release of trauma and memories, painful memories. And you can do it. If this is too much for you, and for some it may be too much, if you have those traumatic memories around animals you've seen or situations you've seen, you can do this anywhere on your body. Just this one circle and a quarter. Yeah, pulled, that mindful pause, and a quarter back. And a quarter back. We look forward to your sharing what you come up with this week on Facebook.
Yeah, in our private Facebook group, share.
Yeah, when you can. And if you feel, oh my gosh, I can't do it, no. Do your own doodle, and we'll have an opportunity to share this and know that we get this. We get it through this amazing connection that we all have through the quantum field. Aloha.
Aloha. Ciao.